Today. My scripture reading is in John 14 and starting at the first verse. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. We ask your blessings on this message today. And let it touch those hearts that you prepare for the message. And Heavenly Father, let it do the work that you intended for it to do. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And today, my message to you is entitled, The Way, The Truth, The Life. And I would like to go again to the text, and it is John 14 and verse 6. So let's look at that again. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Yeshua makes it very clear that the way into the kingdom of God, the way into the family of God, is through Yeshua. He is the way to obtain eternal life. And he is the truth. He has all of the truths that you need. And when you speak of Yeshua and the Holy Word of God, it's really saying the same thing. It's saying all of the Word of God is for you. It's the truth. All the Word. Because truly, the truth is Yeshua's word, and every word that's written in the holy book is his word. He is the truth. He is the life. The bottom line is, what are we searching for? Are we wanting to be found acceptable to God? Acceptable now and for all eternity? Sure we are. And we know these words are letting us know Yeshua is the way. Yeshua is the truth. And Yeshua will give the eternal life that we all are searching for. At the time of Jesus's crucifixion, as it approached, he told his disciples, gave them an outline that he must die on the cross. And their hearts naturally were immediately distressed because they had thought that Yeshua was coming to bring back their nation to the glory that it had in past times, in the times of David and in the times of Solomon. And so they didn't understand. And naturally, thinking of Jesus not being with them any longer, they were distressed. They couldn't understand exactly the things that he was telling them. And they would only come to that understanding by waiting on the power from on high that Yeshua told them to wait for and tarry for the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. And of course, it came on the day of Pentecost. Could anything have been more perfect that as Yeshua died at Passover season, and then the other things involved in his life transpired, and then it came to that great festival time, the celebration time that God had said set in order long before. And it was that time of Pentecost in that particular year. Most likely that the Holy Spirit was to be given in a miraculous outpouring at that time. And as he revealed the necessity for his death and the departure into heaven, he gave them some wonderful promises concerning the home in which was being prepared for them and the possibility of a continuing and unending fellowship with God and one another that we read about in John 13, 33, and 36. Yeshua knew a way that his disciples could not possibly understand, that his death on the cross was the only way that he could provide salvation for humankind. You see, it required a blood sacrifice for the penalty of sin to be satisfied. Always, for sin to be atoned for, a blood sacrifice was necessary. He was that blood sacrifice at Passover time that particular year. And he gave himself, and the Father gave his only begotten Son, that we should not perish, but have eternal life as we turn to him. Yeshua at Pentecost went back to the Father. That was a wonderful celebration time to have him going back to take his place at the right hand of the Father. And Jesus said in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And Yeshua is the way out. He's the way out of the slavery of sin. And many of us are totally unaware of it, that we are slaves to sin as we live our lives on this earth in human flesh and blood. And we see that because we see not only in ourselves but others, we see attitudes that are not in line with what God would have our attitude to be. Behavior, responses, actions, ambitions, not like what God would have A person who has not made Yeshua the master of his or her life is a servant of something, and it's usually much lower than what it could be with Yeshua as Lord and Savior of your life. Sin not only enslaves, it separates one from God and from others and from the best that you can be. Jesus alone can deliver from that slavery to sin. People need pardons to remove the guilt from the past events in their life and deliverance from the power that sin has on the flesh and blood and the practice of evil. Jesus is the way out of failure and the waste of sin. In Mark 8:36, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Without salvation, without Yeshua being Lord and Master of your heart and life, your life and you are a failure. And without Him, it's going to be a failure for all eternity. Because you know where you're headed without Him. It's possible that there's men and women that have ruled empires of this world and possessed millions of dollars on this earth. And yet, without Yeshua, they go no further than this flesh and blood allows. Only Yeshua can and did pay the wage for our sin and deliver us from spiritual death and eternal torment. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or if you're 55 or 85. For you to have that hope of eternal life, you had to have the blood sacrifice of Yeshua atoning for your shortcomings. Jesus is the way out of the disappointment of sin. A faithless life always disappoints. And no person can play on the devil's team and be a winner. No one likes to go bankrupt. And yet every person that goes through life without God is following a way that will bring about ultimate and complete disappointment. Yeshua is the way out of the slavery to sin and of the waste of sin and of the disappointment of sin. Yeshua is also not only the way out, Yeshua is the way through. Through an uncertain tomorrow. No one knows what tomorrow is going to hold for you. And the only thing certain about the future is that it's uncertain. And only Yeshua holds the key to our future. Only He can make us adequate for whatever the future holds. Jesus is not only the way through an uncertain tomorrow, but He's way through the desert of difficulties. And we see that in the children of Israel as they traveled from Egypt being set free from the bondage of slavery that they had been in, and yet were led through the to the wilderness and through the wilderness in the 40 years, facing one difficulty after another because of their decisions, because of the way that they were dealing with the deliverer, the one that was bringing them out of the desert of difficulties. They followed the cloud by day, and they followed the light by night. And we, just as they, can avoid the cliff and the quicksands of moral failure as we follow Yeshua closely. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3 and 12. 2 Timothy 3 and 12. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. I think we've had comments along that line. God doesn't promise us a bed of roses and no difficulties and no problems. He doesn't promise us that. But He did say that He will be with us as life brings sometimes these things to us. And He assures us that there's no trial or trouble that will be too much for us to bear if we will trust Him for help. No temptation will be too much for us to say no to, for us to turn down or reject. We need to trust Him, especially in times like that. Trust Him as He sends the Holy Spirit to empower us and to comfort us during these times of problems and afflictions, perhaps. Depression, perhaps. Trust Him and He will be there with us. He will not only be there with us, He will be there as we go through the problem. He will help us through the problem. But we have to put our lives in His hands and trust Him for what it brings. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Let's see what it says. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. How much clearer do we need it spelled to us? He's going to help us. He's going to be there. He's going to deliver us. He promises. Let's put our trust in Him. Yeshua is the way through, and Yeshua is the way in, into abundant life. And all people everywhere, if it's anything they for sure want, it is an abundant, and most of the time overabundant, life. Many are confused and think that the abundant life of which Yeshua spoke is an affluent one, prosperous to the point of being affluent. But it does not take much study in God's Word to discover that the affluent life and the abundant life are not meaning the same thing, are not to be equated. Jesus is the way into the abundant life and into the forgiveness of sin. His forgiveness is full, His forgiveness is free, and His forgiveness is forever. An awareness of being clean and pure and right with God is a part of the abundant life. The assurance of the gift of a new life, spiritual life, eternal life, the life of God, it's a part of the abundant life Yeshua came to make possible in John 3:16. And this comes as people receive Him and receive God's plan for us, receive salvation, receive the Holy Spirit, receive eternal life into the family of God. Jesus is the way into joy unspeakable. Jesus was eager that His disciples experience fullness of joy, as we read in John 15 and 11. But when you think about joy and you think about happiness, joy is a condition of the heart that is much deeper and more permanent than happiness. Happiness is usually just a result of immediate circumstances. Joy is a holy happiness from God that can fill the heart even in the most adverse situations or circumstances. Joy is lasting. Joy is spiritual. Joy comes from God, from His indwelling in our hearts and minds and lives through His Holy Spirit. Yeshua is the way up. Up to our very best. You want to be your best? You want to do your best? Then accept Yeshua. Accept Him as Lord and Savior, and let Him lead and guide each thing that you do and say. And your reactions, let it be Yeshua's way. Let it be the way you know God would react. Man was made to walk and talk with God. He was made to worship and to serve His Almighty Creator. He was made to live by the law of heaven, which is love, rather than to live by the law of the jungle, which is greed and hate. Yeshua makes life complete. And until you come to know Him, you're always going to feel deep inside that something is missing. Something is lacking. There's a link that's not in your chain and it's missing. And you need to find it. Yeshua is the link. Yahweh is the link. They have to be right at the top of your priority list in each and everything that you do, in each and every moment of your day. Jesus is the way up to Yahweh. Let's look at John 14 and 6. John 14 and 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That was our text. Yeshua is the way up and the only way up to the Father. Yeshua came to dwell on this earth, to provide the ultimate sacrifice, to shed his blood on the cross for our forgiveness and our shortcomings. By his death, he removed everything that separates the sinner from God. Through faith in him, we are forgiven and received by God as his own children, his literal sons and daughters in the family, in Yahweh's family. And as there, we're going to live forever and ever and be with him. Yeshua and Yahweh, be with them forever and ever. No separation. No tears. No fear. If we want to know what God is like, we need to consider Yeshua. That's what God is like. That was his only begotten Son. That is the one that gave all and died on the cross for each one of us. We need to listen to the truths that he brings to us. And the words and the thoughts that fell from his lips. Yeshua is the way up to the Father and up to the kingdom of God, to heaven, to your eternal dwelling place. Another way to say this is your mansions are being prepared for you now. And they are in New Jerusalem. And New Jerusalem is coming down after Yeshua comes back to this earth and after you are caught up to meet him in the air as he comes down to destroy all of the nations that come up against Jerusalem and his people. New Jerusalem is your home. And it is what's coming down for you. Only Yeshua can take a person to what lies beyond. He holds the key to your future. He holds the key to eternal life. Why? Because he paid the price. He shed his blood. He gave his life. He was a perfect sacrificial Passover Lamb of God. And he did it all for you and me. Yeshua is the only way to Yahweh, the Father God. He is the truth. He is the life. He brings eternal life to you and I. And we need to accept him by the faith that is developed by staying in God's Word, by reading and studying it, and holding on to the hand of Yahweh and Yeshua forever. Receive him today, and you can rejoice in being spiritually alive. I'd like to look at First Corinthians 15 and 24. And let's look at just a few verses here. 1 Corinthians 15, 24. Then comes the end when he, and I'm going to insert a few words there to help the understanding, when Yeshua hands over the kingdom or hands back the power and authority that was given to him by the Father, then comes the end when Yeshua hands back the kingdom to God and Father, to Yahweh, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. And that's what I was just speaking of. When he comes back to this earth the second time, and we come with him, he's going to be putting an end to the nations that come against him and the peoples of those nations. He's going to destroy them at that place and at that time. And his kingdom will be ushered in. Let's look at, go down to verse 28. When all things are subjected to him, meaning Yahweh, the Father, when all things are subjected to Yahweh, then Yeshua himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that Yahweh may be all in all. Anytime I say that expression, all in all, you know where it's coming from, and you know what I mean. It's one of the most important verses and places in the Bible because it happens at the time that it does. Okay, and Hebrews 1 and 12. Hebrews 1 and 12. And like a mantle, you will roll them up like a garment, they will also be changed. Okay, I evidently put down a wrong verse there. So let's just go to Hebrews 2, 8 and 10. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Now that means Yahweh has put all things in subjection under Yeshua's feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. Let's go down to verse 10. For it was fitting for him for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. Do you see? Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. If you would, stand with me now. And let's read the blessings of God to us. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And bow with me in prayer.